As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, the word Advent basically means the arrival of a notable person or a notable event. So a new Advent, right? An Advent season as we prepare for the arrival of our God, the God who saves us, the God who continues to renew us. So during the season of Advent, we are preparing for his arrival. And as we kind of hear in the readings, there's kind of a focus on two particular arrivals that we celebrate in the season of Advent. For us as Christians, we remember Jesus Christ's first arrival, as God took upon human flesh, born of the Blessed Virgin and of the Holy Spirit. And he entered into our human reality, died on the cross, and rose from the dead. So in this season of Advent, there is a remembering and a celebrating God taking upon our flesh, entering into our own realities, and redeeming us. There's also a second focus on the arrival of Jesus Christ in his second coming. And this can kind of be seen as definitely Jesus Christ's second coming back into the world, or it can be seen as our death. As we end our time in this world and enter into, God willing, the next step, which is to be with God in heaven, which would be the reality of when Jesus Christ does come again. We believe that all will be finished, that those who believe in God will enter into heaven, and all things will be complete, and we will be with God, hopefully forever. So that sense of that preparation for that arrival. And this always seems to hearken or make me think of during the my mom always preparing and getting the house ready. So just as many of you got the homes ready for Thanksgiving and got everything prepared and cleaned everything and everything was in order, there sometimes can be an idea or a sense that, well, we prepare for someone when there is awaiting an arrival. So you were waiting for family and friends to come over to your home for Thanksgiving, so there was a preparing for that arrival. There's going to be a lot of preparation in preparing for Christmas. Maybe people coming to your home, maybe you're going somewhere else, maybe other particular things that you're doing, that there will be in some sense preparations for those particular arrivals, for those particular events that will be taking place. So for us as disciples of God, we don't necessarily prepare once a year for God's arrival into our life or into the world. But for us as disciples, there should be a daily desire to prepare for God's arrival at this moment. So as disciples, we should be yearning and desiring for God's arrival right now. And in some sense, every moment, that this should be a norm for those who desire to know Christ. And if there is a realization that the closer that we get to Christ, his arrival, maybe sometimes that we hear in the readings today, might seem to be something that's fearful or we're afraid of, or that we should in some sense be in fear. That's not necessarily the idea. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, whom he loves, and they love him. And they have not yet experienced his death and resurrection. Maybe have not seen, understood yet his ascension. But there is definitely, once they experience that, a longing for his return and awaiting every day for his arrival. As priests and as religious, we pray what they call the Liturgy of the Hours. So we pray morning prayer, evening prayer, daytime prayer, night prayer. And these particular books are in a book form called the Office, or called the Liturgy of the Hours, or Christian Prayer. And then basically it's made up of some psalms and some readings that you reflect on. And it takes about 15 minutes or so to pray, each one of them. But the theme of the morning prayer, as you pray it, the antiphons and the readings and the psalms that are set up, are all focused on the idea of today God could return, and preparing our hearts today for his arrival and to encounter him. And that is built into our daily prayer every day. That sense of recognizing that today could be the day that I either will pass and go to encounter my God, or today he will come to me in his second coming. So as we enter into this season of Advent, as we are focused on the coming of Christ and his arrival, hopefully it will help to, in some sense, focus and put everything else and all the busyness of the Christmas season into order. If your first priority is preparing for Christ and his coming, then the arrival of friends, the buying of Christmas gifts, preparing for parties, and all those other things are going to be centered or fall into place of what it means to prepare for Christ. If Christ, in preparing for his arrival, is not the center of your Advent season, then other particular things will become the center. You will be focused on buying presents and gifts for everybody. You will become focused on the parties and all the things that you have to do and that must be done. So I would encourage you today, as we begin the first day of Advent, today make it your desire to focus on Christ and his arrival and his coming at Christmas. And in some sense, I would encourage you to begin that particular practice as a disciple, preparing for his arrival today. What does that speak to your heart? I hope it gives you hope. I hope it gives you a desire and excitement to encounter the God who has created you and knows you and is preparing a place for you in heaven. That each day we can live in an anticipation and in a joy of our God's arrival into our lives. And I encourage you, as you go throughout the season of Advent, to pay attention. If Christ is the center and his arrival the center of your Advent season, notice how other things fall into place. Also notice how other things will try to become the center of your work and your thoughts and your activities. So I hope and invite you to keep Christ the center and his arrival, that with great joy, in less